Butts Creek, here we are. Coy Gibbs, Davy Millsaps, Kyle Regal. Talk about the day.
I had a pretty good day. Had a good lunch. Had some steak.
How's Coach?
He's all right.
Did you guys diagram any plays in the ground?
It's kind of senile. Getting old.
You guys are like heroes here. We're close to D.C.
Yeah, we're not that close.
We're close enough. He is a hero.
Do you meet wacko football fans, though?
Oh, yeah. He does. I'm not a hero. I'm kind of like you. Kind of a nobody.
But, okay, when your dad is here, are there whack jobs?
You leech off riders to make a living? I leech off my dad. So we're similar in that.
Dada. Dada.
Same as Watson, right? Leeches off Hart. So it's, right. We're all in the same group.
No, but okay, for real. When your dad is here, is it a big deal to the fans? Is it
a big deal. I'll answer that. It's a big deal to the fans and to us. It's great for us.
Of course for you guys, but I mean, the fans, for real, football?
Yeah, they were all, he was signing autographs, so our fans were into it. They were saying that the second time he left the Redskins, they were really bummed out, really hurt. So I heard a lot of stuff about football today, yes.
How's that football coming for David Eiser? Coach signed.
I don't know. We'll see.
Millsaps and Regal.
I don't like that guy.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like Eiser. He's a jerk.
There you go. It'll fade up.
All right. Thanks for coming, Coy. Now I know why they keep you in the background. Hey, Regal, one good, one all right. Millsaps, steady.
Yeah, it was.
Jeremy Aubrey.
Hey. It was, it wasn't a bad day. It wasn't a good day. It was an okay day. You know, Davey actually got some not very good start. Second one, he was down there, though, and he got banged around and went back to like 30th. So he passed a lot of guys, ended up seventh, second moto, eighth overall, which, you know, we're here to get podium or better, you know, not eighth. Regal finally, I was happy how he rode the second moto. First moto, he was ahead of Davey, actually, probably about 10th or so on the first lap. He struggles first moto, first lap for some reason. Always something happens. But he thought something really happened bad to his bike, and I guess it was just a wad of mud holding his brake down. So he finally got it started right way back and came back to 22nd, which took him too long to figure out what was wrong with his bike. I guess he says you suck over there, but yeah. But anyway, I was happy to see Regal fight for it, second one. Speed was there at times. He had good lap times. He just made some mistakes. And, you know, I mean, honestly, those guys should pass him. But I like the fight. It's good to see.
Yeah, he looked a little tired, too, to me, like near the end of that second moto. But it's been a while since he ran that pace.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was first practice he rode really good. On press day, he hit this kid, and his arm got hit by the handlebar, and it swelled up. So we went over there to Asterix, and Eddie Casillas said to work his forearm because he got arm pump in the second practice because the swelling went down to his arm.
Yeah.
So he said it'd be something he'd be struggling with all day, but I told him it's not an excuse. Give it all you got every lap. I don't care. So he did that. So that's what I was pumped on.
Hey, hasn't been good for him. Preseason, we're talking about him being a sleeper, talking about, hey, watch this guy. You know, he can do something. Nobody's talking about him. Hasn't been good, though. Huh?
Like, yeah, it hasn't been what, you know, he thought or us thought. Right. You know, I the good thing is I see the little glimmer there, like you do see it. It just, you know, he hasn't, you know, and I guess this is how he's been. Like, until he gets 100% comfortable, you don't see the Regal that we know.
Right.
So, you know, we've seen it a couple times, second moto. We haven't had a full day of it. We'll get one practice good, one practice bad, one moto good, one moto bad. But, you know, the one thing I can say that why I'm not bummed on him is he does put in the work. You know, I feel bad. You know, people like him, it's kind of hard when they come in mid-season. What do you expect? He rode a Honda, then he rode a Cowie, then he rides a Yamaha.
Managed by Watson.
You know, he's managed by, you know, it's just the kid. It's really hard to expect. Yeah, you want him to do better, but, I mean, we're at a professional level here. Everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to be in shape. You got to be comfortable on your bike. You got to put in a lot of time. And, you know, I think he's going to get better, but it's definitely not what we all hope. But I'm not mad at him.
Right. Big meeting after the race. David Millsaps, David Evans, Coy, yourself. What's going on? Contract?
How'd you know that? Did you film us going in a truck or something?
Yeah, I just got my sources.
Yeah, we had a meeting, yes.
Contract for next year?
Yeah, we're talking about future.
Dean Wilson. What about Dean Wilson?
We don't know anything about Dean Wilson.
I hear you're going after him.
Can't comment.
That's good. You're learning. Good job, J-Bone.
Getting better. No comment.
I like it. All right, the new J-Bone. Thanks, man.
You got it.